97.9 The BOX, Ayana Mack with another edition of Access Houston. Ladies and gentlemen, my entrepreneurs, my business starters, I have something really special for you today. In the studio, we have Miss April Day, the director of the Houston Galveston Women's Business Center, and Ingrid along with her. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
I am doing outstanding. I know the listeners are going to love everything that you have to say today because you are actually helping me start my business. And let me give you a little background, ladies and gentlemen. I've started my own business, and I was researching for, you know, I was just asking everybody that I knew inside the entertainment industry and outside, who is somebody that can help me plan my business and put it together the correct way? I don't want to go in and have to redo anything. I want my foundation to be solid. Your name, April Day, came up numerous times. My friend, Suzanne Senegal, who works for The Chronicle, was April Day. You have to talk to her. Remember the first week, me trying to get a hold of you?
Yes.
I was calling her and I was like, man, this girl must be like Oprah. We can't touch her. I was calling and then calling the answering service. April's not taking calls right now, ma'am. I even pulled the I'm Michelle Obama. I'm sorry, Miss Obama. She's not taking calls right now. So I'm glad that we are finally able to. We've been working on my business venture, but I'm not the only person in Houston that you've helped. This is what you do.
Absolutely.
Tell us about what you guys are up to over at WBEA.
Oh, my goodness. We are up to a lot of stuff, but I guess I can't take too much time because I can talk forever.
No, girl, we got 30 minutes. Give us the good stuff.
Okay.
Don't hold back. First,
let me just kind of tell the listeners sort of what the Houston Galveston Women's Business Center does. And first, I'm going to tell you straight off, the name is a misnomer because it says Women's Business Center. But we work with men, too. So men out there, yes, if you want to start your business, we are the individuals that can help you. But we serve women as our focus. So that if you think about your business, you always have a niche, and our niche is women. Mm-hmm. And so we really like to make sure that our women are getting out there and getting those businesses launched. We're able to help those businesses grow and help them be sustainable. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell. And we serve the Houston and the Galveston area. So we're pretty much all over the place, Ayana. Like, I need more business advisors for real, right?
Wow, okay.
And so our real goal is to make sure that we are leveraging the playing field for women business owners, and we provide that technical and comprehensive training and then that one-on-one consultation that you need to, like you said, get your business started right the first time. And if you're already an existing business, then we work with you to help you grow it. We help you get that revenue diversification that you need, or that product differentiation that you need, or that magic buzz, or launch that marketing plan. So then we look at growing your business. Mm-hmm. We look at helping you develop some job creation strategies. When you grow, you've got to hire new people and hire them right, get the right people on. And then we also help you with the sustainability plan.
Because you guys see, this is why April is so hard to touch. She's helping everybody. and that's why I'm so glad that I have you here today. Now, we're talking about so many different variations of where someone can be within their business, whether it's startup, you're there. Is there any kind of business that you don't do? Like, I know there are people, friends of mine, that are beauticians, and there are people that are interested in oil and gas. And I mean, is there anything that you just don't touch?
No.
Wow.
We touch every aspect. We have mentors and volunteer mentors and advisors that can really advise you on several aspects of your business. And what we don't know, we can refer you. I mean, we're part of the SBA resource partners, right? So you know SBA. It's
yes.
Federal, it's government. They're big. And so we can work with a lot of businesses. There's nothing too small. There's nothing too big. I think one of my favorites, of course, I'm a foodie, so I love to eat. So my favorites are any businesses that are open up things that I can digest. So we have
cupcakes.
We have cake shops. We have cake balls. I mean, one of our favorites, Ingrid and I were like, we need to test your product. She opened up her business and she does cake balls. And she was with us maybe about a month of doing her advising and getting some business plan together and marketing.
Are you talking about the mother-daughter team?
No.
Okay. Because I did a training with the mother-daughter team, and those cake balls, she should call them crack balls. They were... And not that I'm not promoting that anybody should ever do that. Ever. Please don't do that.
No,
but
don't
I mean
do that.
They were so good.
Yeah, see, I told you, we love all the foodies. But she worked with us for about a month. Then we looked at sustainability because we don't want it to be a fad, right? Mm-hmm. So we said, okay, we need to get you certified. And that's where Ingrid comes in, and we got her certified. And I think without a probably about a month after getting certified, Ingrid, she wind up getting a contract with the Marriott. So you'll see her cake balls in the Galleria area, the Marriott. I mean, it's amazing. So magic happens like that. And then one of the another one that's really interesting is I've got a group of ladies. They're called Ten Hands Farms, mm-hmm. and they're opening up an organic farm out there in Magnolia. So when I say we touch it all, we touch it all.
That's okay. Now, Ingrid, you're here, and you're the quiet one, but yes. We're going to pull some conversation out of you right now. Now, April, you were saying that Ingrid helped with what aspect? What do you do?
Okay, I work with the Women's Business Enterprise Alliance, and what we do is we certify the women business owners.
So as in certified for you to be a certified woman business owner?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That's another class I need to take.
Absolutely. We have one coming up August 30th.
We have one August 30th, and plus we have every first Thursday of every month, we have a class at the University of Houston Small Business Development Center.
What are the benefits of getting this certification?
Okay, the benefits of getting certified, number one is we are helping you to grow your business. Once you're certified, we do everything that we can. We're committed to increasing your business opportunities, and this is through other women business owners. We have 800 women businesses in our database. We have 50 corporates, if you're looking for that corporate, if you're looking for that corporate account.
Structure?
Yes.
Okay.
But you are actually a part. We are a national certification. So you are actually in a database with over 700 corporations. We cover all of the United States plus Puerto Rico and Guam.
Because I was thinking I should have a business in Puerto Rico. Hey, we definitely need to have one.
We can do
one.
It. We can make it happen.
Beachfront business.
I'm ready.
Let's do this.
But you actually are a part of that database. There's over 700 corporations as well.
So this is, okay, can you walk me through the certification and what happens with that? What do I need on my end? How long is the certification when you walk out? Is there any kind of government funding that you are, I guess, privy to get because you are certified?
We are now offering what they call the WOSB, which is the Women-Owned Small Business. So we offer several certifications, actually. Once you become certified with us, we automatically will handle the State of Texas Hub certification for you.
Okay.
No additional money, no additional cost, you know, no additional paperwork. Once you become certified with us, in about 30 days or so, you will we upload your information into the state database, and then you get your State of Texas Hub if you are eligible.
Okay. Now, what does the State of Texas Hub do for you?
The State of Texas Hub, really what it's all about is where can you get those contracting opportunities?
Okay.
So with WOSB, then that opens you up to get the federal contracting opportunities because that's a federal contracting agency or a federal agency, right? And then when you look at the WBEA certification that's tied to WeBank, that's going to help you get those corporate contracts. Okay. And why that's possible, you ask, what kind of set aside is what you're talking about is what happens is the government gives a portion of money to our corporate entities to provide opportunities and procurement to women-owned businesses. So there's some set aside money, and they've got what they say, these criteria that they have to hit. And so let's say they say you've got to hit 5% where you are giving women-owned businesses an opportunity to bid and get contracts with your corporate entity.
Gotcha.
So let's take Shell. Shell says, okay, we've got to make sure that we hit this 5% mark. Where do I go to find some women-owned businesses? Well, they're going to make sure you're certified because they don't want to have to do the work. If you get certified, that part's already done.
So you're basically, these certifications put a spotlight on your company to make you stand out more so that you can secure funding and contracts and things of that nature.
Well, the funding part is different. The certification is all about sustainability, getting that contract. And then we also help with, we've just now launched where we're doing fast track for City of Houston. So if you want to do government work, you can get certified with the City of Houston. You can get certified with the Port of Houston Authority. So there's opportunities for you to make sure that you've got an incoming revenue stream, or what we like to call cash flow, mm-hmm. so that you are sustainable because you've got this good contract over here. For a $500,000 contract, you know you've got something grand for at least, you know, 6 months to a year, right? And then you're also creating jobs because you get a big contract. You're only one person. Let's say you're a sole proprietor. And then what do you do when you start adding and building this economy? Well, that's where the WBEA comes in terms of the Houston Galveston Women's Business Center. We help you with that job creation piece. We help you with managing those certifications. We help you with the process of the certification. We help you looking at all the requests for proposals that you want to bid on, whether it's with the airport through City of Houston or with Shell through your WeBank certification. We kind of help you navigate that process so it's not so ominous, right? We are truly here to help you be sustainable. And the good thing about it is, while there is a small fee to the certification, because the Houston Galveston Women's Business Center is an SBA resource partner, there's no fee for the one-on-one consultation. There's no fee for the counseling. And most of the trainings are free or very low cost, all geared to help you be successful as a woman business owner or a small business entrepreneur.
97.9 The BOX, Ayanna Mack talking to April Day and Ingrid of the Houston Galveston Women's Business Center. We are talking about, I think the first part we got a little advanced. I want to take it back a notch. It seems like the first part of our show, we were speaking to people that are probably already in existence. Their businesses are already running. What does it take? And I want you to talk to my listeners and tell them, what are some basic steps that it takes to start a business?
Wonderful question. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Pretty much anyone can start a business. If you've got a passion, you've got a hobby, then you can start a business. And it's all about, is that business going to be fruitful? And we help you identify from concept to reality, can this business work? So you're not just throwing darts and maybe missing the mark. What we do is the first thing we want to do is assess your strengths and your weaknesses. And then we're going to start looking at some of your business and personal goals. Then we move into the financial side, and we're looking at what are the financial resources that you have available to you in terms of your own personal capacity or resources that are available to you within the community. We're going to help you develop your operational budget, your startup costs, which is very important. And then we'll also help you look at your product and your service line, identifying your customers, identifying who your competitors are, and then finally develop that business plan and the marketing plan. And a lot of people don't realize how critical that business plan is. Your business plan is like your roadmap. Mm-hmm. It's going to tell you where you're going. It's going to tell you how to get there. And if you cross some stumbling blocks, it's going to tell you how to get out of it. And then essentially we'll lead on into your marketing plan and your strategic plan. Your marketing plan is just as important as that business plan. Don't go anywhere without it, because small businesses cannot exist without a marketing plan and a strategy. I was doing some research recently, and I noticed that according to the New York Times in April of 2012, they said marketing or lack thereof is the 7th reason why small businesses fail. So let's just start it out straight right. Let's get that marketing plan together. Let's identify what the frequency is and what do you need to do to map out your marketing. Who is your target audience so that you can market appropriately? That's what we're going to do for you.
And all of these services are
free.
Wow. Okay, so to be contacted, you could be reached at?
I can be reached at 713-681-9232, or you can reach me on my email at aday@wbea-texas.org.